The University of St. Gallen claimed that Gerber's removal from their PhD program was in fact his decision. Admittedly, the student did deregister the prior year on the advice of the program director, so that his time spent studying in Wuhan did not count against the maximum time allotted to complete his PhD at St. Gallen. In email seen by Neue Zürcher Zeitung, Gerber was assured that this was a wise decision and that re-registering with the university would be easily completed after he finished his studies in China and that this practice was standard. St. Gallen also maintains that no financial incentive played a role in the dismissal of Gerber, claiming that the professor's department has not received funding or support from any Chinese sources. However, the paper noted that Swiss and Chinese universities have become increasingly tied, with over 50 cooperation agreements in place. Researchers in Switzerland are granted access to swaths of data from the secretive regime and are afforded the ability to travel to China, as was noted in the professor's email to Gerber. In response to the allegations, Vice President of External Relations for St. Gallen, Ulrich Schmidt, said, "St. Gallen is unreservedly committed to the freedoms of teaching and research. However, the freedom of research is in no way implicated here, since the issue concerns private statements by the former doctoral student, which he published via social network." Schmidt refused to comment on the specifics of the tweets in question, but said, however, the fact that they obviously generated considerable discussion and were perceived as racist justifies the professor's desire to distance herself clearly from them. One post shared by Gerber criticized China's imperious actions against Taiwan and Hong Kong, and included a political cartoon that featured stereotypically East Asian features. "In retrospect, I realize I didn't question the rendering of the Chinese person enough," Gerber said. Gerber has given up hopes of earning a PhD and is now pursuing a career that has nothing to do with China, saying, "I don't want to have to censor myself, certainly not in Switzerland." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.